Well,
I'm walking back down the drive, having dropped the kids off at school for the bus stop for the first day back of a new term. And feels quite nice to be back, actually. It's been the most amazing summer. I really enjoy these walks in the mornings because it gives me time to contemplate the day ahead. And it's going to be pretty flat out for the next month or so, which is quite nice. There's a lot to be doing. Sun's peeking through the branches and it's already warming the air around my ankles as I walk down, which is perhaps a promise of the day ahead. It's going to be a beautiful warm day, I think. Hasn't it been the most amazing summer? Memorable at last for all the right reasons, and I'm tempted to say, just like the ones we used to have when I was a kid. But that's making me sound like I'm really old and I'll be shuffling down in a Zimmer frame the next time I walk the kids to school. Suffice to say, I'm hanging in there for that fabled season called an Indian summer. It would be fantastic, wouldn't it? So, it's back to work for me too, and I've got some utterly inspiring illustrations to produce, and I'm really quite excited about them. More than a few of my favourite things, as they say. It includes octopus studies. I love octopuses, those curly legs. I mean, they're quite hypnotic. A couple of mackerels, pea pods, some lesser-known wild foods, and that's fantastic. I'll be researching an area that I know very little about, actually, beyond my garden hedge and what it's got there. And I wanted to actually wish you, if you're in the final throes of getting kids ready for school for their start of term, I wanted to wish you all luck with those haircuts, dentist trips, school shoes and labelling, endless labelling. And I'm raising my coffee right now in solidarity. And in case I don't speak to you before the weekend, I wanted to wish you all a gorgeous one. And hopefully it's going to be filled with continued warmth. Bye for now.